Hello, friends. Today we are going to be reading chapter 6 of 2 Chronicles. Before we get started, let's go ahead and pray over the word that we'll receive today. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for this day that you've given us. We thank you for the people you've placed in our lives and for all the blessings you've poured down in our lives. We pray, Lord, for your knowledge, wisdom, and understanding to fill us as we read these words. We pray that you would grace us with your presence and just fill our space as we read your word to try and understand who you are and who we are in you. I pray that you would give us revelation after revelation while we're reading this and just allow us to put this into work into our own lives. Help us to share it with whoever needs to hear it. Holy Spirit, be breathed into us and help us to just be full of the fruits of your Spirit as we go about our day, and give us knowledge and wisdom and understanding on how to deal with the people that we interact with daily, and just give us guidance and discernment in each step that we take. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. This first section does not have a title. Then Solomon said, "The Lord has said that he would dwell in a dark cloud. I have built a magnificent temple for you, a place for you to dwell forever." While the whole assembly of Israel was standing there, the king turned around and blessed them. Then he said, "Praise be to the Lord, the God of Israel, who with his hands has fulfilled what he had promised, with his mouth to my father David. For he said, 'Since the day I brought my people out of Egypt, I have not chosen a city in any tribe of Israel to have a temple built so that my name might be there. Nor have I chosen anyone to be a ruler over my people Israel. But now I have chosen Jerusalem for my name to be there, and I have chosen David to rule my people Israel. My father David had it in his heart to build a temple for the name of the Lord, the God of Israel. But the Lord said to my father David, 'You did well to have it in your heart to build a temple for my name. Nevertheless, you are not the one to build the temple, but your son, your own flesh and blood. He is the one who will build the temple for my name.' The Lord has kept the promise he made. I have succeeded David, my father, and now I sit on the throne of Israel, just as the Lord promised, and I have built the temple for the name of the Lord, the God of Israel. There I have placed the ark in which is the covenant of the Lord that he made with the people of Israel." This next section is called Solomon's Prayer of Dedication. Then Solomon stood before the altar of the Lord in front of the whole assembly of Israel and spread out his hands. Now he had made a bronze platform, 5 cubits long, 5 cubits wide, and 3 cubits high, and had placed it in the center of the outer court. He stood on the platform and then knelt down before the whole assembly of Israel and spread out his hands towards heaven and said, "Lord, the God of Israel, there is no God like you in heaven or on earth. You who keep your covenant of love with your servants, who continue wholeheartedly in your way. You have kept your promise to your servants David, my father. With your mouth you have promised, and with your hands you have fulfilled it, as it is today. Now, Lord, the God of Israel, keep for your servant David, my father, the promises you made to him when you said, 'You shall never fail to have a successor to sit before me on the throne of Israel, if only your descendants are careful in all that they do to walk before me according to my law, as you have done.' And now, Lord, the God of Israel, let your word that you promised your servant David come true. But will God really dwell on earth with humans? The heavens, even the highest heavens, cannot contain you, how much less this temple I have built. Yet, Lord my God, give attention to your servant's prayer and his plea for mercy. Hear the cry and the prayer that your servant is praying in your presence. May your eyes be open toward this temple day and night, this place of which you said you would put your name there. May you hear the prayer your servant prays toward this place. Hear the supplications of your servant and of your people Israel when they pray toward this place. hear from heaven your dwelling place, and when you hear, forgive. When anyone wrongs their neighbor and is required to take an oath, and they come and swear the oath before your altar in the temple, then hear from heaven and act. Judge between your servants, condemning the guilty and bringing down on their heads what they have done, and vindicating the innocent by treating them in accordance with their innocence. When your people Israel have been defeated by an enemy because they have sinned against you, and when they turn back and give praise to your name, praying and making supplication before you in this temple, then hear from heaven and forgive the sin of your people Israel, and bring them back to the land you gave to them and their ancestors. When the heavens are shut up and there is no rain because your people have sinned against you, and when they prayed toward this place and give praise to your name and turn from their sin because you have afflicted them, then hear from heaven and forgive the sin of your servants, your people Israel. Teach them the right way to live and send rain on the land you gave your people for an inheritance. When famine or plague comes to the land, or blight or mildew, locusts or grasshoppers, or when enemies besiege them in any of their cities, whatever disaster or disease may come, and when a prayer or plea is made by anyone among your people Israel, being aware of their afflictions and pains and spreading out their hands towards this temple, then hear from heaven, your dwelling place. Forgive and deal with everyone according to all they do, since you know their hearts, for you alone know the human heart, so that they will fear you and walk in obedience to you all the time they live in the land you gave our ancestors. As for the foreigner who does not belong to your people Israel, but has come from a distant land because of your great name and your mighty hand and your outstretched arm, when they come and pray toward this temple, then hear from heaven, your dwelling place. Do whatever the foreigner asks of you, so that all the peoples of the earth may know your name and fear you, as do your own people Israel, and may know that this house I have built bears your name. When your people go to war against their enemies, wherever you send them, and when they pray toward the city you have chosen and the temple I have built for your name, then hear from heaven their prayer and their plea and uphold their cause. When they sin against you, for there is no one who does not sin, and you become angry with them and give them over to the enemy, who takes them captive to a land far away or near, and if they have a change of heart in the land where they are held captive and repent and plead with you in the land of their captivity and say, "We have sinned, we have done wrong and acted wickedly," and if they turn back to you with all their heart and soul in the land of their captivity where they were taken away, and pray toward the land you gave their ancestors, toward the city you have chosen, toward the temple I have built for your name, then from heaven, your dwelling place, hear their prayer and their pleas, and uphold their cause, and forgive your people who have sinned against you. Now, my God, may your eyes be open and your ears attentive to the prayers offered in this place. Now arise, Lord God, and come to your resting place, you and the ark of your might. May your priests, Lord God, be clothed with salvation. May your faithful people rejoice in your goodness. Lord God, do not reject your anointed one. Remember the great love promised to David, your servant. So that is the end of chapter 6. And I was not going to read this full chapter because it is a lot and I have to be in work in a few minutes. But it was just so good. I love how King Solomon just knew to advocate for his people. He knew that all humans have fallen short of the glory of God, and they will continue to sin. So he said, "I know that they will fall, and when they do, please forgive them if they should do this." And I just think that's so beautiful. In each moment that we read it in the Bible, there's somebody advocating for the people. There was Abraham, there's Moses, and now Solomon, and then Jesus was the final advocate, and he still advocates for us now. And that is why we are forgiven for our sins, because we believe that he died on the cross for our sins. But note that it does not say whenever you sin, you're going to be forgiven because Jesus died on the cross. It says that we must repent, turn away from our sin, and with our heart and soul, ask for forgiveness. We have to mean it. We can't just continue to sin, and then be like, okay, God, like, I sinned, but I know you forgive me, so it's cool. That's not the way it works. I hope that this message reaches whoever it needed to. I hope you guys enjoyed this message. That is all the time that I have, so till next time.